Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, can't get to sleep? I think you're in the right place. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. Tonight it's Trending Tuesdays. We make up a story about what's trending on Twitter. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We'll do the rest. The podcast creates a safe place where you can take your mind off of whatever's running through it and drift off into dreamland. The story I tell distracts you, but as it goes on, it gets a little bit more and more boring. And ideally, the next thing you know, you're waking up for work or school or for life, to live your life a little bit more fuller. That's the goal here. I know it sounds insane, wacky, if this is your first time here. You know, if you're skeptical, by all means, be skeptical. Try the podcast out. Check our reviews on iTunes. Just give it a shot. See if it works, if it doesn't work. No harm, no foul, as they say, when the foul does not harm you. There's no foul. Just go on. I hope you find something else that helps you fall asleep. And that's it. We're on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. Trending Tuesday episodes are at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com/Tuesdays. Or trending, or maybe both, probably both, and Trending Tuesday. So any of those words should end up at the episode. Oh, boy. And you can email me feedback. You don't need to email me about being an idiot. I know. Feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. On Twitter, @DearestScooter. Try to post sleep-related articles there at least once a day. You can find the podcast on iTunes. You can listen to it right through our website, or you can listen to it through any of the fine podcast apps out there. And I know my buddy Virgil likes listening to the podcast on Stitcher. I've continued to listen to it on Stitcher, and the way they re-encode the audio. If you're listening to it on Stitcher, you find the podcast on Stitcher, you might want to try listening to it on something else. I think it sounds a little bit better. My opinion. But if it's working for you, why am I rocking the boat? Because I'm an idiot, like I said. I'm sorry. Should have just kept my podcast mouth shut. But hey, somebody might be asleep already. So there you go. That's it. I think that's it. This is Trending Tuesday. So what I'm going to do is hop on Twitter, and I'll be back with a good night story. So thanks so much for listening. If you tell your family, your friends, whatever, I appreciate that. Good night. All right, I'm back. It's 7:15 p.m. So that's July 3rd, 2014, 7:15 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and it's Thursday. So now it's Trending Tuesday Trending Tuesday. Tales. Trending on Twitter on Thursday. Told on Thursday. Heard on Tuesday. Trending Twitter Tales. All right, so I looked it up. Let's see what we got. We have a sponsored post. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And of those, let's see. I don't know. We got a little bit of a crapshoot here. I think we're looking at 50-50. Okay, the sponsor post. Then we have 1 I know, 2 I know, 3 don't know why it's trending, but it's a vocabulary word. Next 2, no idea, not a clue. Next 1, I know, famous person. Next 1 after that is famous place. Next 1 after that, no, not a friggin' clue. And the other 1, I know the words, but I don't know why they're trending. So we're going to have some fun tonight, all right? It's July 3rd, and it's the night before 4th of July in the United States. It's called Independence Day. And it reminds me of like the night before holidays, like these kind of holidays. Remind me of I mean, this is good because I'm recording this for posterity, right? Because future, we're going to file, maybe we'll file this under a lawsuit, or we'll file this episode under future lawsuits, because I have a couple things to talk about tonight that'll probably be someday, somewhere down the line, I'll probably be being sued or I'll be suing someone. So hopefully, like, I'll be suing someone and you guys will be not my jury, but you'll pack the courthouse and maybe Matthew McConaughey. I just watched at work some The Time to Kill was on, and Matthew McConaughey was a lawyer, and maybe he'll be my lawyer, like, or somebody like him. It made me think about, like, I know people were talking about the McConaissance, like the Matthew McConaughey Renaissance. They were calling it the McConaughey. That's not my word. But I mean, I love True Detective. I thought it was awesome. I haven't seen Dallas Buyers Club yet. I did see the Wolf of Wall Street. I thought he was great in that. Got a feeling I've seen him in something else recently, but Matthew McConaughey, great actor. But the time between Time to Kill and now, I don't know where I'm going to have to track his career and see. I mean, he's had some ups and some downs. I don't know what his personal life has been. He seemed very happy at the Oscars with his personal life. So good for him. Good on him. Why am I talking about Matthew McConaughey? Oh, lawsuits. So this is a future. This is an episode dedicated to future lawsuits, I guess. A couple of lawsuits you should be aware of that I'm not going to talk about tonight. When you got to know me, could be sued anytime by the estate of Dear Abby. Or Scooter Libby. I don't have anything to take, so if you're working for them and you're accumulating evidence, I'm not going to give you any tonight to sue me with. I mean, on purpose. Hopefully I don't do it by accident either, but no reason to sue me anyway. I don't have anything to take. Anything I did was, satire or whatever fancy word, fair use. So, yeah, you don't need to sue me. Or, another blog I had, which I haven't talked about for a short time, where I thought I was all witty, was a Spuds McKenzie fan fiction blog. I'll have to look it up and put it in the show notes, but I was trying to learn screenwriting format, and I thought it'd be fun to do little short screenplays of Spuds McKenzie fan fiction. And didn't really, there's another thing I didn't really follow through on. I never did any rewrites, and I don't think they were very good, but that was something I did. So I could be, I was so, like, this is how I was even, I had the wrong beer, because I'm not even sure. I think Spuds drank Bud Light, but he could have drank Miller Lite. He definitely didn't drink Coors Light, but so I could be sued by any of those beer companies, but these are lawsuits we're not going to cover tonight. The estates of Spuds McKenzie. His family might sue me too, so any of those people could sue me, but not on my watch list right now. Tonight we're going to talk about a couple possible. Well, we're going to talk about inventions I have or creative ideas, and there's a level of paranoia when you come up with an idea, or I guess the old me had a level of paranoia. I'm like, oh well, I got this great idea, I'm going to hang on to it. I'm not following through with it. But it's, it's such a great idea, and this is going to be the one that makes me some money. And I guess I was naive, but I was too old. Well, I was too old to be naive, so I was just I don't need to be so hard on myself. But so I had a couple ideas that I thought were pretty good. And, a lot of times when you have ideas, you try a lot. Well, I guess I'm speaking in generalities. I should just be talking about myself. I keep them to myself because it's embarrassing. If someone just gives you that look, like you pitch them on a, what are you doing, man? Are you writing anymore? I thought you said you want to be a writer. Oh, yeah, I have a website where I write scripts for Spuds McKenzie fan fiction. And then the look they give you, believe me, if you're on the receiving end of that look, you're going to have trouble following through on it. Now, maybe if they would have sat me down and said, listen, maybe you should invest your... I probably wouldn't have listened either. And maybe I would have followed through despite them. But that look when you tell someone about a creative idea, it can be soul crushing. And you have to learn to embrace your weirdness. Those of you from Austin, keep Austin weird, I think is a term popular in Austin. I agree with it. So, I didn't follow through on the Spuds McKenzie fan fiction because someone gave me one of those looks like you're an idiot is the look. Or that's a terrible idea would be another look. But so I had these couple other ideas after I'd been, had my hopes and dreams crushed. But no one else was doing the crushing. It's really me, because other people aren't going to, unfortunately, let me tell you a little secret. This is ludicrous that I'm trying to tell you a secret. I can't believe I have a podcast that's made to bore people to sleep. I mean, when I tell people about it, you should see the look they give me. Most of the time, it's a little bit more amused, maybe because I've developed a little bit of confidence by following through and because of your wonderful support, all of you. But still get a pretty weird look, like, oh, you working on anything? Yeah, I have a podcast made to bore people to sleep. Maybe it's because I laugh because it's a ridiculous idea. But before this, a while back, I had these two ideas I kept close to my chest. But at some point, I broke down. Maybe it was under the influence of a couple drinks, or maybe not. But I was like, listen, I got to tell you about this idea. And then the other person, shared it. And then I was crushed. I'm like, dude, that's an idea someone's going to want to steal. I don't know if anybody really wants to steal my ideas or that they're that good. But that's what we're talking about is these two ideas and what happened with these great ideas and how they got stolen and I got hosed. So, okay. Well, the first idea I had was a holiday. I was going to invent a new holiday, right? Well, this is actually the idea I haven't shared. So this is the first time I'm putting it out there. So all rights reserved or whatever, but this is one I've held close to my chest, but I want to run it by you guys. Pretty not that great idea, but maybe I could sell it, to a beer company. Cause I see a beer company. I'm not going to indulge it. The sponsored post tonight on Twitter, because it's a beer company saying, celebrating Independence Eve, which is tonight. So they're trying to invent a holiday, or maybe someone pitched them. And my idea was an idea to pitch to a beer company. And it's called All Husband's Eve. Now, if you're a wife or a mother of a male, it's going to seem like a pretty bad idea. And it probably is because I'm coming up with it. But if you're a beer company and you have billions of dollars, listen up, because you can't steal this idea now. So there, all right, take your team of holiday scientists and go elsewhere until you have a big check for me. But so the holiday I came up with is All Husband's Eve. It would be the night before Father's Day, and you don't have to be a father to celebrate All Husband's Eve. You just have to be a husband. And it's one night husbands get to go out and they can't do, don't worry, they can't do whatever they want. It's just like a guy's night out. Beer companies love this crap, you know? We could probably, to calm all, assuage all fears, no strip clubs. It's not a bachelor party situation. It's more of a fake nostalgia. Recover lost youth that never existed situation. All Husband's Eve, where all the husbands go out and they're like, yeah, we're husbands. We're husbands and we're celebrating All Husband's Eve. And the beer, they clink the beer bottles together. This is the ad I'm pitching you. And I'm not Don Draper, man. I could come up with it, but All Husband's Eve, the shit writes itself. All right? So that's one idea I've had. And then now the downside is if you're also going to be celebrating Father's Day and you get ripped, you're going to be hungover for Father's Day. But that's all right. We'll just start Father's Day. Father's Day and Mother's Day are a little bit different. Mother's Day starts with brunch. Father's Day starts with lunch. All right, just lunch. So no brunch for Father's Day, because most fathers, not all, are going to be out, could be out celebrating all Husband's Eve. And we, you know, we can come up with plenty of stuff for it. And you might be saying, that's stupid. Why? One, yeah, you don't want to be hungover for Father's Day. You're probably right, right? I mean, I know. I'm a person that has been hungover when it shouldn't have been. Two, you might be like, well, what a husband, you know, husbands don't do anything. Why should they get an evening? Don't worry. We could call it All Wives Eve. We'll call it something else. But that's my idea too. So hold on. But you know, women, you're more intelligent than men. You're not going to buy into this crap. If I told you about All Women's Eve, you'd be like, first of all, that sounds like some feminine product I don't want to have anything to do with, because it came up, a man came up with it, which you're right. Secondly, you got better stuff to do than bathe in false nostalgia, okay? Guys, we're not that bright. I mean, first thing I'm going to do is bathe. You know, you could tell me, oh, that's not going to be fulfilling at all. Wait, you got a tub full of false nostalgia? I'm going to jump right in. Oh, well, it's boiling. It's going to burn you. Oh, that's fine. Wait. And it's not really there. It's really a bad tub of nails. Oh, but you said it's a tub of false nostalgia, right? I'm going to get right in there. Oh, good God. This is terribly painful and unfulfilling, but I love it. That's how we work. And guys, don't get mad at me like, oh, you're throwing us under the bus. I'm trying to get you a holiday, bro. All right? All Husband's Eve. Think of the fun you're going to have. You and your boys out celebrating the good old days, tossing back some cold ones, eating some chicken wings and some pizza, waitresses and short shorts walking by you and looking over their shoulder and saying, hey, you still got it, man, because it's All Husband's Eve. And while I'm just going to walk by you, I'm looking over my shoulder at you because you're a husband and it's All Husband's Eve. Tonight we toast, right? So everybody wins, except for the wives that got to deal with the husbands that overdo it. So yeah, I guess this All Husband's Eve idea isn't totally, it might be half-assed, you might be right, but it's my idea. It's been one I've been keeping to myself. It's a secret I'm sharing with you because of the pain in my heart from this other idea that got leaked, and I feel like now it's too late. The ship has sailed on it, and I'm going to tell you about it, okay? So I had this idea, right, and I've been keeping it to myself because I think I thought it was a pretty good idea. This is probably 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, and I'm pretty sure it was around the time that Carmelo Anthony, who's in the news right now, he was on Syracuse for 1 year, Syracuse University basketball. I know I got some Cuse fans in the audience, our buddy Shannon. But so my brother was in town visiting. He lives in Philly normally, so shout out to any Philly people. But he was visiting, and we were talking about Syracuse won the national championship. So we were riding high, and I don't know, I guess I was feeling vulnerable. And I mean, well, maybe it wasn't around that time. It was, I remember we were joking about There Will Be Blood was out, the movie There Will Be Blood. Daniel Day-Lewis is a star. I think Paul Thomas Anderson made the movie. Good movie. Intense movie. And it was when I don't know, it was a meme, but there's this scene in the movie where Daniel Day-Lewis talks about drinking another man's milkshake, and it's really funny. I'll post a YouTube clip in the video. So we were joking about that, and it was like me and my brother, and then my other brother who lives in San Francisco. We were all hanging out, we were joking around, having yucks, and I was like, I don't know what it was. It was like the the laughter and the joy, and probably I was drinking, it loosened my lips, and we were talking about ideas. And I said, listen, I got this idea. I've been keeping it on the down low. I'm pretty sure it's a home run. And it's a Goonies, make Goonies into a musical. All right? If you're listening to me, you're nodding. Goonies into a musical. And I think this was like right before Spider-Man was made into a musical. Now it's like, you know, it makes sense. But this was like, at least in my mind, I thought I was like this precursor. And I was brilliant. I mean, turns out I'm wrong. I'm not, but I still think Goonies would make a good musical. And it's like a little bit, I don't know what the right word is. Like, it's a little bit of a, I love Goonies, one of my favorite movies of all time. So I'd be like, well, it's a little bit of a crass commercialization of it, but you get the right people to work on it. Like, I don't know, that's my dog. I don't know if she agreed. You get the people behind maybe Frozen or something else. The guys, the South Park guys, Book of Mormon. You could probably make a pretty good Goonies musical if you get really good Goonies fans behind it. But so I tell my brother, I'm like, Goonies musical, right? And I start saying, you know, yeah, think about it. It's got all the elements. It's got, you know, the opening, and they could be singing about the mud flats or wherever they lived, which I should remember. Oh, the Goondocks. And you got Bran. And I, of course, I didn't know I was going to tell this story tonight, so I'm not set up. I know you got Chunk, you got Mouth, you got like the guy that was Sean Astin. I don't even remember his character's name. It'll come to me. Mikey. His name's Mikey. And you got Data, of course. And I mean, you could have a song in the beginning, give a song about the Fratellis. I think that was the bad guys. First act, you got a pretty solid first act there with the Goondocks and their normal life and the fact that they're going to be separated. And then you have a little bit of a love story. And then you actually have a B love story with Martha Plimpton and Mouth. And you have like the mother and the whole thing, and then they go on this adventure, and they go, you know, they discover the map, and then you could probably get a lot of songs in there. I don't know. I'm not a songwriter. I've attempted to write a musical, failed at it. Again, we talked about this once. Wrote a musical about Hans Zimmer Gorbelly called Owlsmart was what I was calling it, and he takes Princess Diana, Dodi Fayed, JFK's souls. He has a machine. He puts them in some workers at a Almart, which is a similar to a Walmart. This was like 15 years ago. I was working on this. And then, you know, it ends with Dodi doesn't work here anymore. Like Dodi is the, rises up for workers' rights, but he has to face off against Princess Di in the ultimate. Again, I'm a crazy person. What's this Goonies musical? Seems like I'd want to see it. I probably would pay to see a Goonies musical as long as it wasn't like the Spider-Man that didn't work out so hot. But you get the right people behind it. So the next thing you know, there's like me and my brothers are having this really good time. And next thing you know, we're in a car. Next thing you know, we're in a car. We're on our way to Tahoe. We got a designated driver. And we're driving to Tahoe, middle of the night. And I'm still in the car. I'm pitching this Goonies movie. I'm making up songs, and I'm singing like Chunk, and I'm singing a pizza song, and I'm making up the truffle. The truffle shuffle is definitely like one of those songs that's just kind of in the middle for like a comic relief. I think in Les Mis, there's the, I don't know what she's called, but she's a show stealer. I think she's like cleaning, an innkeeper or something. I can't remember. I don't know. I'm terrible at this. But so we're driving to Tahoe, and I'm still like in the zone, and we're kind of all-nighter. And next thing you know, we're at the state line, and we're going in these casinos on the state line of the line of California, Nevada. And I'm kind of making a fool of myself, and I'm hitting on these cocktail waitresses, and they Someone tells me I'm undateable. And I say, well, you know, if I'm so undateable, you know, why did I come up with this idea of the Goonies musical? And they're like, Goonies, Goonies. And then I get up on the bar and I'm like, down here, it's my hard time. Up there, it's their time. You know, the whole speech. I don't even know any more than that, you know. But I know that part. Like, down here, it's our time. Out there, it's their time. And if we're going to do something together, we're going to do a Goonies musical. And they get thrown out. But, you know, that undateable thing really stung. And then I'm like, we crash in this hotel room. And I get up the next day and we go to a brunch. And I'm like, oh, boy, we're eating this brunch, all you can eat. And I'm eating half breakfast, half lunch. And I'm like, why do we drive to Tahoe anyway? And my brother, Carl, that I've talked about before, he's like, oh, my buddy's a DJ. He's doing this show. And I'm like, we don't like dancing. Well, he told us we needed to come. And he's like, I really want to come. And you guys seem like game. So he's like, I figured we'd go. And I'm not into the dancing type stuff. He's like, oh, don't worry. It's going to be fun. It's later on tonight. He's like, you know, you guys, we'll take a nap. I'm like, well, what is it called? And he's like, it's called BBC QT, I think. I'm like, what? BBC QT? What is that? Is that some sort of channel where they sell stuff? And he's like, I don't know what it means. He goes, I think it's like, you know, it's like a rave type situation. And I'm like, whoa, man. Okay. Well, all right. And I forget that, but you know, the sting of the night before, and we go and we jump in the lake and it's ice cold and it washes away the feelings from the night before. And we go, you know, we check out Tahoe. Beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful place. And next thing I know, despite my reluctance, we're getting ready to go to this rave thing, BBC QT, which turns out stands, and it's like, it stands for, and this is like 2020 vision or whatever. It's like, this thing's like Big Bash for comedy on the QT. It's not even a rave. We get there, and I guess there's a rave, or there's like DJs, and there's dancing, but in between there's like comedy acts. Big Bash for comedy on the QT, something like that. Or I think it's Bobby Brown's comedy on the QT. Is there any other BBs that are famous? BB King, but he wouldn't do that. Barbara Bradford. I don't know, but it was this comedy festival. And I was much more comfortable because I knew I wouldn't have to do any raving, which... not important. Let's keep moving on. So, we get separated. There's like different, it's like inside this like giant convention center. And it's pretty fun. Like there's different theme comedies. There's like different rooms with different comedians and it's dark. It's like a party atmosphere and it's not like set performance. Like you go in a room and someone's doing a set and it could be any kind of comic. And you could go into a small room and there's like Gallagher there busting up a watermelon. And then you're in the hall and it's like even interactive. I don't know how many people they had working there or whatever. And again, I've said, you know, I had a drinking problem in the past. And this was one of the times in the past I don't drink anymore. We can talk about that another time. But, so I'm getting pretty loaded, right? And probably not the best idea. And that's probably why I can't remember who the BB is. But I think they were like have these votes of like because it's trying to get amateur comics a chance to now oddly enough, and I hate to go down a controversy road, but I remember I kept something from it and had a list of sponsors and Hobby Lobby that was involved in this whole Supreme Court nonsense, and I don't want to get involved in it, was one of the sponsors, and which was weird, But I think like maybe because of the local business, I don't know if it's like where it's located. But at one point there was like this guy and he was eating model airplanes and lighting them on fire. And it's like, and it was weird, like a lot of weird comedy too. But so at one point, like I'm like, it's getting towards the end of the night or late. And I think they were like voting on the best comic. And I'm kind of wandering around, which I'm loath to do. And all of a sudden I hear like this chant, like, BB16, BB16. And I think, I can't, again, I don't know. I think it was like they were down to, it's like they're down to like they're voting people off or something. I think maybe BB16 meant like you were kicked off. I don't know what 16, maybe they were saying BB86. So they like boo this guy up and then they're like, Devin is HOH, Devin is HOH. And I think that was the comic, like head of the house, maybe? I don't know. Head of how? HOH, I don't know. Hitting on high notes, maybe? So this guy, Devin, gets up there and he's like, what? And he's like he starts doing this comedy. He's good. And he's like, I just met the craziest guy. And he was doing this thing in the bathroom, this routine. And I'm going to give my set over to him because I think he's like this guy. I've never heard of him. I don't know if Devin was like an amateur comic, but he was obviously, I don't know if he had a stage name or, I mean, but he was probably famous now. And he's like, how you guy call you? Like, I'll call this guy up on stage. And they call him my brother, okay? My other brother, whose name I'm not going to say because I don't want to embarrass him. But they call him up on stage. He's naked. And he's like, naked comic, yo. And I'm like, oh, boy. He starts doing this routine about shopping naked. And he was like, it was actually, if he wasn't naked, it would probably have been funnier. I mean, it was pretty funny because he was naked. And I mean, it was late at night, so everybody was pretty open to this madness. And, but it stalled out. It started out funny, like, oh, I don't know, I'm not a comedian. He wasn't a comedian either, but he must have been, maybe he took some pills that made him funnier. But I was like, oh, yeah, he was walking to 7-Eleven, you know, there's jokes about beef jerky or whatever. I don't know. But he's cracking wise. But all of a sudden, he loses the audience. And it's like dead. And then the last thing you want to be is on stage when people are yelling. And I can see people are starting to go, BB16, which means he's going to get kicked off. And you don't want to be on stage and lose the audience and be naked. Like, if you're going to be naked on stage, you really have to, I mean, you got to be a presence and you got to keep the audience with you. Because as soon as they start, I mean, you don't want them analyzing your nudity. Anyone, I mean, I don't care how comfortable you are with your body. You don't want to be in a room full of strangers and then have them, the only thing they can look at is your, I mean, the male body, as has been said by countless millions of people, is not exactly a work of art most of the time. So, yeah, he loses the audience. And you can tell, he's like, oh, great. Uh-oh, and the baby's 16. And then the son of a gun, I'm sorry, I'm going to try not to swear like a lunatic, starts talking about the Goonies musical like it was his idea. And then he goes and he starts doing, you know, the truffle shuffle. And he does the whole Chunk song that I sang. You know, when Chunk confesses to everything and then he's sad and then he runs through the rest of the movie and the finale because there's like a couple songs with Mikey. You know, he would be he would have like a lot of the good numbers. And, you know, a song that I made up, you know, which I subsequently forgot about, One-Eyed Willie, you know, which we could address in another time. But everybody's eating it up, and I'm like in disbelief. I'm like, dude, you just blew. That was like my ticket to stardom and Broadway. I mean, I don't actually, I love, I like musicals. I love, I used to go to one, I lived in New York City for a time, and I would go to one musical every few months, and I like musicals. But, you know, that would have been breaking in. I don't think I'd stayed on Broadway because I'm not talented at, but I was talented. This was my one big break, I thought at the time. And maybe it could have been, but then I wouldn't be here with you guys. So worked out for the best. But, you know, people are cracking up and I'm enraged. And then I got to drive back with this clown and he's like, yeah, can you believe it? People will love it. I mean, he won the award for top comedian, amateur comedian, but I think maybe, I don't know. And I couldn't even look at him. And then he's like, well, I can't believe they were loving that. And he's like, the whole ride home, it's like 2.5, 3 hours from Tahoe to San Fran. He's talking about how our idea, like me and his idea for Goonies. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, you, dude, that was my idea. Not you, not ours, not yours. That was mine. That was like my, you know, that was my retirement idea. Goonies musical. So that kind of crushed me. And then I was like, and on top of that, I got called undateable on that one. Okay, so we get back from the ride home. And I see Corey Feldman on the news in Tahoe. Ends up, he was at the show. And he's talking about how he bought the rights to the musical from like Spielberg or Zemeckis or whoever. And he's bringing this musical to Broadway and Goonies musical. And so it hasn't happened yet, but, and I don't have any money to hire a lawyer, and I don't think I would have a shot even with McConaughey as my lawyer. I'd be toast. But so, yeah, so totally blew my idea out of the water. That was my retirement idea. And so I'd like to sue Corey Feldman for, but he hasn't released it, the thing. I'm not even sure if he still has the rights. I'm sure someone, I mean, has the rights now. I mean, if you're listening, you know, you don't got to come in for much. But, you know, I just like to help out and make sure this Goonies musical is what people like me would want to see. Now, there's been, I know there's a movie coming out similar to Goonies with a little robot, like E.T., Goonies type movie. I don't know the name of it. If you liked Goonies, the movie I would recommend is Super 8. Wow. I mean, that brought me right back to Goonies. You might think, huh, that's strange, but yeah, go ahead and watch it. It'll remind you of Goonies and the good parts of Goonies. But there weren't any bad parts about Goonies, so if you haven't seen Goonies, do yourself a favor and see that. But yeah, so I'm waiting to see what happens with this Goonies musical. I haven't Googled it or anything. I mean, I'd like to. And if you guys are lawyers or musical experts, maybe I could, like, what if I came out with the goosical? Like, how much leverage would I have if I was like, you know, we're from the Goose Docs, and hi, I'm Data instead of Data, and Chunk. I could be Chunk. I could be Chub. I could be Chub. It's pretty offensive, though. Even Chunk and Data were offensive, I think. But there are nicknames, Face or Mouth. Mouth could be Face, but Face was on the A-team. So he could be Lips or something. No. I don't know. But maybe we could talk about this more, because the Goonies musical is something I hope to see someday. And I hope you're asleep, because I mean, this is total nonsense, but hope you're asleep. You know, I don't know. I guess you learned a little bit more about me, unfortunately. I hadn't planned on sharing that. Otherwise, I would have been more prepared with Goonies musical stuff. And so I guess maybe, yeah, even if someone was listening, they'd be like giving me that look again, like, yeah, Goonies musical, huh? Yeah, that's a great idea. Or they'd be like, yeah, someone already thought of that. That's smarter than you. And the way you would do it, it's terrible. But someone with knowledge of musicals is going to do a good job, unlike you. So yeah, I guess, yeah, I'm great. But yeah, get some sleep. Dream of Goonies, the good parts. Why do I keep saying that? They're all good parts. I mean, the positive parts, the speech down here. It's our time. Right now, it's your time to go to sleep. Good night. Thanks.